I live in Ohio, and anyone that knows anything about Ohio knows that even the word Ohio is an old Native American word. It means, literally, a land of poor white people. And I don't know what's going on down here, but in my experience, poor white people love, and I mean they fucking love, heroin. They can't seem to get enough of it. I didn't even know what I was looking at first. I was just driving like, why are all these white people so sleepy out here? These things. It's really bad. As a matter of fact, I was coming out of a nightclub the other night in Dayton, and I had parked my car in the alley, and no one was out there. I didn't have no bodyguards or nothing. I was home. I figured everything was fine. And as soon as I opened my car door, all by myself, suddenly, one of these heroin-addicted whites just pops out of a trash can. It scared the shit out of me. I screamed, ah! And then I realized it was a woman. She was fucked up. She's like, hey, man. Hey, man, relax, okay? I'm sick, all right? I need some drugs, man. Please, I'll suck your dick for $5, man. I was like, ugh. Two. Obviously, I'm joking. This opioid crisis is a crisis. I see it every day. It's as bad as they say. It's ruining lives. It's destroying families. Sadly, you know what it reminds me of, seeing it? It reminds me of us. These white folks look exactly like us during the crack epidemic. You know, it's really crazy to see. And all this shit they talk about on the news about how divided the nation is, I don't believe it. I feel like nowadays we're getting a real good look at each other. It's wild because I even have insight into how the white community must have felt watching the black community go through the scourge of crack. Because I don't care either. Hang in there, whites. Just say no. What's so hard about that? Remember when y'all said that to us? But it's okay. There's no grudges. Now you finally got it right. Once it started happening to your kids, you realize it's a health crisis. These people are sick. They are not criminals. They are sick.
It's been 1 year since the release of Dave Chappelle's Sticks and Stones. Watch the iconic stand-up only on Netflix now.